Dying Bird Bond. I am Holy Ghost Tom. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm Bird Bond. I am Holy Ghost Tom. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
So go with me over to Genesis chapter 45. Bless the Lord, it's really good. Yum, yum, yummy, good for the tummy. Genesis 45. And do you know when God sent Joseph down in Goshen, down into Egypt, to save Israel? And he went there and he worked with Pharaoh, and there was a famine, and he saved Egypt and he saved his own people as well, until there arose a Pharaoh that knew not Joseph. They weren't all of those years in slavery. But they were the last part of them. So when they went down to Egypt, they separated into a land that God gave them, told Egypt to give them. A land had really good crops and pasture, and its name was Goshen. So read Genesis 45:10 with me. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, Joseph says, or it might have been Pharaoh, Joseph, thou and thy children and thy children's children, thy flocks and thy herds, and all that thou hast. Now the next one is Exodus 8:22. When it came time, God said, let my people go. He had to send plagues because Pharaoh wouldn't let his people go. And when the plagues would come, they would hit Egypt, but they didn't hit Goshen. Exodus 8:22. God said, I will sever in that day the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end that thou mayest know that I am Jehovah in the midst of the earth. God wants people to know that he's the God of his people, and he separates them. That's what holy means. Now go to Exodus 9:22. And Jehovah said unto Moses, stretch forth your hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man, upon beast, upon every herb of the field, throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and Jehovah sent thunder and hail. And the fire ran along the ground, and Jehovah rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that were in the field, man and beast. The hail smote every herb of the field and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. Exodus 10:21, and Jehovah said unto Moses, stretch out, did you get there yet? Exodus 10:21. And Jehovah said unto Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, even darkness which may be felt. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Do you think God forgot that? Do you think the old covenant is better than the new? No. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Just don't be afraid. David Barron said concerning Israel, do you know why fear was such a sin for Israel? because it showed forgetfulness of God. And fear is a sin for you because it shows forgetfulness of God. When you're storing up your gold and you're storing up your silver and you're collecting your survival food, don't you dare put your faith in it. And don't do it because you're walking in fear. I always keep some money around my house, cash. I don't think my kids do, but I do. Maybe they do. I hope they do. Bless the Lord. Because you never can tell. We have ice storms. We have food, extra food for 3 weeks sometimes in Missouri. So it doesn't hurt you, but just as long as you don't trust in it. And you don't run around preaching fear to people. We are going to establish Goshen. Now, what the Lord told me as I was meditating on this, in the old covenant, he had to establish Goshen. He had to sever it. He had to draw the borders. But in the new covenant, Jesus, after he had defeated Satan, death, hell, and the grave, seated at the right hand of the Father, he offered his blood up. He came back to them and he said, all authority has been given unto me. Go ye therefore. And he gave the authority on the earth to his body. Now you, Rocky and Pam, have got the ability to establish Goshen over Washington. Yes. Yes. You, wherever you live, have got the authority to establish Goshen over your town. Yes. Over your house, over your children. Yes. Don't wait on God to do it. We're living in the new covenant. He's the head. We're the body. Look at your hands. These are Jesus' hands in the earth. Look at your feet. These are Jesus' feet in the earth. Ah, oh, Chip. I'm going to have you tell that. Give me a microphone. I want to tell what you're going to do for the kids. Would it be all right to tell what you're going to do?
Yeah, go ahead.
You tell it. No, you do it. Obey your mother. That's one of the main things to get the blessings.
Well, I think it was, I know it was from the Lord, I'm sure, but we're going to do this for the kids to get them to understand at our youth rally that we have in July, where she's the most popular speaker, by the way.
And he shouldn't pass out the form, that's how he knows.
But we teach these kids levels like this, and to go back and operate with this authority. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a table, and we're going to have it, you know, covered, and so you can't see under it. And there's going to be a guy underneath it with a hole cut out so his head is in the middle of the table. You know what I'm talking about? And so it's like you're seeing a head on a platter, like just there. It's just the head. And so I'm going to have a conversation with his head. And we're going to talk, and it's going to be cool. And he's going to talk, hey, how you doing? Oh, nice. Okay, you know, just a conversation with a head. There it is. Hey, head, do me a favor. Come over here and do this for me. I can't. Why not? I'm a head. Oh. Well, what can you do? Well, I can intercede and pray and think and talk and name
rule.
All the things he can do.
Yeah, boss. Or boss.
Yeah.
Give you ideas.
I said, well, okay, I won't ask you to do that then. That'd be cool. And then in the next scene, we've ordered this headless costume that you can order. So this guy's going to come in with no head. It's just going to be a body. Now, he can see through here, but you can't see that. You know what I'm saying? I need your heads to do something. I can't understand you. and so I'm going to carry this conversation with this person, this body, with no. And he's doesn't know where, you know, he can't do these certain things. But then we'll get to the next scene where a curtain will come down and smoke will go out and poof, the head. He comes out, the head and the body working together and all what they can do. And so it puts into those kids, we need to work together. Where is the head at? At the right hand of the Father. Who's the body? We are.
Amen. Amen. So if there's going to be any establishing Goshen, you're going to have to do it. In your business, in your school, wherever you are. Now the Saronis back here, they've been going to Israel with us for years. And they actually believed God and got a miracle. They were living in Wisconsin at the time. And their whole family got to come. And so we first met her daughter. Your daughter, how old was she?
11.
11. And now she's graduated high school in Fort Worth, and she is living in Israel, and she is studying Hebrew. Studying at Hebrew University or one of the other universities there. And she was in Tel Aviv when that shooter came down the street. And she was in a restaurant getting her homework. And she's around Jewish kids all the time, you know. And they know who she is. They know what she believes. And anyway, they had to go down the street. And when we are on our buses in Israel, we sing the 91st Psalm every time. Every day we say the 91st Psalm. We plead the blood of Jesus. And Shelley will lead it, lead the song in a kind of a calypso fashion, you know. He that's seated in the place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, they're in the restaurant. Everybody has to stay in the restaurant. They didn't catch the shooter. He's gone. The police are there. And there's the restaurant next to them where he did shoot up. And here she is going home with her little roommate. And she's singing, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. And they told her, you keep living like you do. You keep going to church. You keep doing the things you do. You're keeping us safe. Bless the Lord. But she's establishing Goshen. And she's not afraid to be there because God sent her to be there. Hallelujah. And the Saronis are trusting in God because they know she knows and they do it. I'm sure they do it every single day. Bless the Lord. Now, everything in this is built around, we'll start just here. I'm going to read a little bit more from his book. There are a few subjects relating to the Christian life concerning which there is so little exact knowledge as that of the authority of the believer. This is not because such authority is the property of only a few elect souls. On the contrary, it is the possession of every true child of God. It is one of the all things received in Christ. Its reception dates from the soul's contact with Calvary. Probably because of the extreme importance of a correct understanding of this and its rights and privileges, the enemy has especially sought to hold back knowledge of the authority of believers from the body of Christ. The book of Ephesians, my favorite book in the Bible, the book you should be reading line by line, because it is the book that applies to us, the church, and especially for now. This authority of the believer, its laws, how it operates, everything about it, even an understanding of it, is given unto us in the book of Ephesians.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. BILLYEBRIM.ORG.